Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, your source for good news. Whether it's road reopenings, upcoming events, community shout-outs, or the latest mountain conditions, we've got a little bit of everything today. Some good news, some great opportunities, and maybe even a few surprises. So buckle up, grab your coffee, and let's dive into the latest happenings in the Eastern Sierra. In transportation news, the Inyo National Forest has released the projected schedule for the 2025 summer season of Reds Meadow Road, which leads to Devil's Post Pile National Monument. Notably, the road will now be open on Thursdays with 1 hour traffic delays due to ongoing construction. The anticipated seasonal opening date is July 3rd, 2025, weather permitting. However, the road is scheduled to close earlier than usual on October 6th to accommodate further construction. Visitors are advised to plan accordingly and stay updated on the latest information. Calling all young orators, the 2025 Inyo County Speech Contest, sponsored by Bishop Real Estate, is scheduled for February 12th. This annual event provides a platform for students grades 5 to 8 to showcase their public speaking skills and engage with the community. This year, speakers will discuss the importance of interpersonal communication in an age of constantly changing technology. More details about the contest, including themes, dates, and registration information, can be found on the official website. Aspiring speakers are encouraged to seize this opportunity to share their voices and ideas. High Point Solar, the trusted local leader in innovative solar power and battery backup solutions, is proud to offer access to the world's most advanced solar technology. With energy costs continuing to climb, now is the perfect time to take control of your power bills and invest in a sustainable, cost-saving future. High Point Solar not only helps homeowners reduce their reliance on traditional utilities, but also provides peace of mind with dependable battery backup systems designed to keep homes running smoothly even during outages. Join the renewable energy revolution with High Point Solar and make a smart, eco-friendly investment in your home's future. Don't let rising energy costs hold you back. Take the first step towards energy independence today. For a free quote and to cut the cord, call Amy at 760-937-5849. Do you love playing in the snow and sharing that joy with children? The 2025 snow school season is seeking volunteer group leaders. No prior experience is necessary, as training and curriculum are provided. The program aims to educate local fifth graders about winter ecology through hands-on activities. Sessions are scheduled for February 19th and 21st in Mammoth Lakes and February 25th to 27th in Espendale. Each program runs from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and breakfast is provided for volunteers. If you're interested in making a difference in the lives of local students, consider volunteering for this enriching experience. After a 17-month closure due to damage from Hurricane Hillary in August of 23, Whitney Portal Road has officially reopened to the public as of January 25th. Thank you. It's been 2 years of me having to get film crews around Tuttle Creek. Trust me, I'm not going to go into it here, but this has been crazy for my personal job. So this is great. Thank you. This vital access route to the Alabama Hills National Scenic Area and Whitney Portal is now passable thanks to the efforts of Inyo County Public Works and partnering agencies. Visitors are reminded that as of October 1st, 24, camping in designated semi-primitive campsites in the Alabama Hills requires a free permit. Although these permits do not guarantee a campsite, these permits can be obtained online at the Eastern Sierra Visitor Center in Lone Pine or from BLM Park Rangers within the Alabama Hills. Life moves fast in the Eastern Sierra. Don't get left in the dust. The Eastern Sierra Now mobile app is your one-stop shop for everything local. From breaking news to can't-miss events, local deals, and the latest community buzz, it's all right at your fingertips. Planning your next adventure? Well, looking for live updates? You want to know what's happening this weekend? We've got you covered. Stay informed, stay connected, and never miss a beat. Download the Eastern Sierra Now app today, because life's too short for FOMO. Am I right? What does FOMO mean? Oh. Looking for something fun to do this week? Look no further. Starting with community yoga, hosted at C5 Art Studios starting at 5:30 p.m. Relax and maybe learn some tips on mindfulness with Gene Tuckey. Also tonight, Distant Brewing is hosting its open mic night starting at 6 p.m. This event's free for all ages and some equipment is provided. Next up, 100 Women Who Care are hosting their first meeting of the year tomorrow, February 4th at Whiskey Creek starting at 5 p.m. This event is non-committal and open to the community. Also, tomorrow the Let's Do Money Better class with Dr. Zinnia McLaughlin. We'll be continuing starting at 6 p.m. For more information on the class, any requirements, and costs, please visit the C5 Art Studios website. Lastly, Mammoth Brewing is hosting their weekly trivia night starting at 6:30 p.m. Have some fun with your friends and maybe take home some prizes. For more information on these events and so much more, visit easternsierranow.com/events. All right, snow sliders and gravity chasers, here's the scoop from the slopes. The base is sitting pretty at 49 inches, though things are a bit on the icy side. So if your edges are looking as dull as your uncle's ski stories, it's time for a tune-up. Season total? Well, a solid 117 inches, and Mother Nature isn't done yet. More snow is on the way, with a storm expected to roll in late this afternoon. That means today's hard and fast conditions are your last chance to carve up those groomers before the fresh stuff arrives. Right now, we've got 154 trails and 22 lifts spinning, so there's plenty of terrain to explore. Expect overcast skies and warmer temps this morning, but don't get too cozy. The wind's picking up, and by the time après rolls around, we could be looking at fresh flakes. So sharpen those edges, wax up, and send it while the corduroy's still crisp, before it turns into tomorrow's powder stash. See you on the mountain. All right, Sierra foodies, it's time to settle the sauce. Who's got the best pizza in Bishop and Mammoth Lakes? We already did the best burger. The winners, of course, were Copper Top Barbecue and Big Pine for the Bishop and surrounding areas for best burger. We'll have more on that. You'll be able to check that out pretty soon. And for Mono and Mammoth Lakes, the Patty Shack. That's right. They're one of my favorites. I actually really enjoy going up. That's a great spot. You need to go check these places out. But if you want to know who came second, third, because you know what? The second and third burgers are still the best burgers around. You know what I mean? You know what I mean. So head on over to easternsierranow.com/epic-eats. From there, you can see all the winners, everybody that was second, third, fourth, fifth. Go check them all out. Get out there and try those burgers while you get the chance. And in the meantime, we're talking pizza here. So we've moved on. February, pizza time, baby. You need to tell us who is the best pizza at Bishop and Mammoth Lakes. Is it that perfectly crisp crust, the cheesiest slice, or the toppings that make you weak in the knees? We need to know your vote to decide. So vote for your favorite pizzeria. Try a new spot because science, well, and your taste buds, demand it. And remember, bragging rights are on the line. So make your voice and your cravings heard. Cast your vote in the Eastern Sierra Now Epic Eats poll. Then grab a slice and debate your decision over fresh, hot pizza. Because the only wrong choice is not voting at all. So vote now before your pizza gets cold. And remember, each person gets to vote 5 times. So you can give all 5 to your favorite place. You can spread them out equally and see what happens. It's up to you. It's your 5 choices, baby. Get on it. It's pizza time. Now let's take a look at our sports report today, proudly sponsored by the Back Alley Bull and Grill. All right, Bishop basketball fans, let's break it down. Because just like a 7-10 split, this one didn't go our way. Varsity action, the girls took on Rosamond, putting up a fight, but ultimately falling 30-48. Kristen Allen led the charge with 11 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 assists, while Tanner Ludwig filled up the stat sheet with 9 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 steals. Faye Spoonhunter was a force on the boards with 9 rebounds, and Sienna Fuller grabbed 6 rebounds of her own. Defense and hustle were there. Just needed a few more buckets to tip the scales. Look, we're looking forward to seeing how the team will fare against Desert tomorrow. JV matchup, the younger squad battled hard but came up short 15-32 against Rosamond. Destiny Barajas, Mia Montano, and Peyton Andreas each put up 4 points while Ellie Boyd chipped in 3. A tough game, but plenty of lessons to take into the next round. Win or lose, nothing goes better with basketball than a round of burgers and a few frames at Back Alley Bull and Grill. Because even when the shots don't fall, well, the pins will. See you next game. Today in Bishop for weather, expect breezy and warm conditions with the intervals of clouds and sunshine. The high will be around 74 with lows approaching 35. Tomorrow, expect mostly cloudy skies becoming breezy with occasional rain and drizzle in the afternoon. Highs of 65, lows of 42. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, breezy conditions in the afternoon. Highs around 64, lows around 30. Mammoth Lakes today looks like cloudy skies with intervals of snow expected in the afternoon. Highs near 46, lows about 30. Tomorrow, breezy with periods of rain in the morning and snow in the afternoon, accumulating 5 to 8 inches. Highs around 42, lows of 32. And Wednesday, windy in the morning with some snowfall expected to carry over from the previous day. Highs near 40, lows about 20. Severe weather alerts for the area are in place. High wind warning in effect until 10 p.m. today in Mammoth and tomorrow at 10 p.m. in Bishop. Southwest winds 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts up to 70 miles per hour expected. Winter storm warning in effect from 10 p.m. Monday till 10 a.m. Wednesday. Heavy snow expected with accumulations of 1 to 3 feet above 8,000 feet. So stay safe and plan accordingly. That's a wrap for today's news, but don't let the updates stop here. Hit the subscribe button, follow us on social media, download our mobile app, and stay connected with Eastern Sierra Now, because whether it's breaking news, Epic Eats, or the best places to explore, we've got you covered. See you next time. Stay informed, and as always, keep it Sierra strong. Get up there and vote for that pizza as well.
Got this hair that's like falling on my face.